What is the place of music in the church? Of course, the Psalms, as well as the record of the time of the Davidic kingdom, tell us that instrumental music, as well as singing, was an integral part of the worship of Old Testament Israel. And in the New Testament, Paul speaks of singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing in the church has always been an important part of church worship. The Reformers saw singing as just prayer set to music. Now, with that said, it's also the case that there is possibly no topic that engenders more disagreement within churches today than this. What style is appropriate or allowed? What is conducive to worship? What, if any, musical instruments are allowed, etc.? And there's no easy or firm answer to that, since there are so many different types of instruments mentioned in the Psalms, especially in Psalm 150, which speaks of trumpets, lute, harp, tambourine, strings, pipes, and cymbals. What is clear is that the focus of worship and of all that goes on in a worship service is not man, not the worship leader, not the singers, not the band, not the pastor, but God. And anything that in the least refocuses the mind of the worshiper away from God and onto anything else is a violation of proper worship. Music is a great gift that God has given to mankind in general and to the church in particular, and we should relish it, participate in its use, but always remember that it, like everything else in the worship service, has its place and is regulated by the Word of God.